specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
You know, we have to pull down strongholds at home. And I listen, I feel you pulling on me. I really do. I feel, and you know, I'm going to speak something into the atmosphere. I feel y'all pulling concerning home, concerning relationships. And it's not that a person is wrong and the other is right or this, that. No, it's just that the devil gets in there. You know, it's like with an army. If the enemy can disrupt communication, he can cut you off. And now you're not hearing anything. And what you are hearing is offensive to you. Help me, Holy Ghost. Y'all help me here this morning. Even with children, the word says this simply in Ephesians. This is the Bible. It says for when it talks about that order, and there has to be a giving, a relinquishing of your carnal rights. Listen, saints, listen. If we're going to possess our promised land, our inheritance, and pull down strongholds, you have to be able to treat people right that ain't treating you right. You've got to learn to love people that ain't loving you. See, love can melt stuff. Hatred will stir up strife. And when you try to fight fire with fire, everything gets burned up. Children burned up. House burned up. Everything burned up. You got to fight fire with water. Look at somebody tell them, but it hurts. Let me tell you something. Faith makes things possible. It don't make it easy, but I guarantee if you'll exercise your faith, I said if you'll exercise your faith and keep exercising your faith, listen, hatred cannot stand in the presence of love very long. And listen, if your enemy, not just in the home or at home, but on a job, if your enemy persists to hate on you, while you are exercising all the love that you can muster up to stay free from strife, God ain't gonna let it last long. I'm telling you, sometimes God is after somebody anyway, so he'll let them mistreat you. And he'll say, when your enemy hunger, feed him. When he thirst, give him drink. Because see, I'm after something. I got to remove something. I got to break something. I got to destroy something that's been around a long time. See, some stuff is a result of a childhood. Help me, Lord. Come on, help me out here. Some stuff is the result of a relationship from long ago. And here now, it's in your hands. You better get some discernment. You better get some wisdom. You better get some understanding. Sometimes God put people in your way for you to rescue them. Oh, I feel like shouting here. You are their hope. It might appear like you're their enemy. They're your worst enemy. But God give you a grace. God give you mercy. God give you long suffering. See, we don't like that. See, in the process, he's making you. He's molding you. He's delivering folks. Come on, we are repairers of the breach. We are those that bring deliverance. Deliverance don't happen all the time in a prayer line. Sometimes it's through your being consistent. 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 Got hurt, but you're coming back anyhow. Got disappointed, but you're going to be kind anyhow. Got lied on, but you're going to treat them right anyhow. Told y'all, but you're coming back anyhow. After a while, some start to give. Some start to shake. And guess what? Now God can reach that person. Y'all remember my story about Diane, right? After she slapped whatever devil was in me out of me.
Well, no devil in me, but
she slapped the mess out of me. Scared me, but it was after that. It was after that. I thought about, hey, I didn't sign up for this. They ain't paying me enough for this. But it was after that that something happened in the enemy's camp. God caused me to recover. I had forgiveness. I felt real sorry. You know, wow, this is deep. But after that, everything started to change about her. Amen. And you know what? You know what? This is what I saw. God is my witness. When I would look in her eyes then, I saw a child. Now, Diane was in her 30s back then. I saw a child looking out with childish eyes that never grew up. That never had a chance. That fire that she was in, locked her in there. But when she did that, when we went to that depth, I could see her different. And everything about her changed. Everything started to change. Are you hearing? You see, a lot of strongholds ain't coming down because you punching folk in the spirit. I bind you in Jesus. You let them hear you praying. I bind that spirit on them in Jesus' name. The devil is a liar. Talking like that to me, the devil is a liar. You let them hear. Making sure they know you praying on them. That ain't helping. I'm telling you. The only help we have, and if you're really going to enter in, the only help you have, the only way that you can get there is through the nature of Christ. Amen. Through the nature of Christ, his nature. That's the only thing the devil can't handle. Peradventure, on your job, have you ever viewed your husband as that? You know, there's a, or have you ever viewed your wife as being, you know, maybe there are issues. Can I talk to you? Or anyone that's relating in your life, you know, that at times can turn you off, or that you know, just get your goat, or just make you so angry. Have you ever really tried to see them like God sees them? I was telling the leadership about, you know, coming back on the plane, going to Houston on the plane. I sat next to this. When I got on the row, his little boy was sitting in the seat that I was supposed to be sitting. No, I was sitting in the middle. There was, the little boy was over there and had French fries everywhere. There was salt and stuff all over. And I said, well, that's my seat in the middle. So he grabbed his little boy. The little boy was snotty and, you know, I mean, just sticky hands and everything, you know. And he's touching me. But see, God had prepared me because I was looking, and I'm looking right now at people, and this is the grace of God. I want to see them how God sees them. You don't know what their cross has been. You don't know what somebody has been going through. And even if you do know or have been around them a while, do you know everything? Do you know what their battles are? And even if you do know some of that, do you see them as God sees them? If God's been patient, how come you can't be patient? If God hadn't taken them out and rebuked them and all of that stuff you've been praying, it's like the more you pray, the more blessed they get. God, something wrong with this picture here. I'm your man of power of the hour, and you're supposed to rebuke the enemy. God said, no, you haven't learned. Jesus is our example. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. See, it's a scary thing to mess with a person on assignment from God, and all of us are on assignment from God. But when people do, understand, they really don't know what they do. Because if God were to show them really what they were doing, I think they changed courses. They do differently. So in the interim, learn how to take the position of having crossed the Jordan. This situation is not going to destroy me. Come on, tell somebody, I'm not going to be destroyed. Everything coming into my life is going to make me better. It may take me a little while. I may hurt a little bit. I may be a little vexed. I may be a little discouraged here and there. But when I come out, I'm coming out like gold. I'm coming out better. I'm coming out bigger. I'm coming out, amen, more like Jesus. And then you know what? Here's the wonderful thing. When we allow him to do that, we find he's taking care of everything else. Are you understand? We find out he's gone before us. God has manifold wisdom. He's working on a whole lot of stuff right now. Let him work. Let nothing. The enemy is at the core of strife. That doesn't mean that we don't, they're fiery people. It doesn't mean that we don't, we lose passion. No, it's just, it's a difference between having passion and having strife. And that we don't want. Amen.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 16 of The Faith Crisis, Pulling Down Strongholds. Pull down strongholds in your mind. You must relinquish carnal thoughts and learn to love those who are not loving you. Hate stirs up strife, but it cannot stand in the presence of love for very long. Sometimes you have to use love and kindness to dismantle hatred and cruelty. Don't be governed by your senses. The core of contention is pride. You must resist the proud. Philippians 2 and 3 states, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. It is God's promise to bring you into a land flowing with milk and honey.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.